Hello, my name is Price Van Ray. I am a divorced single father, father of five kids. Welcome to my show. Hello and welcome, everybody. I am glad to be back. How are my family and friends out here? Good, I hope. It's early in the week, and I just want to give you guys an update with the kittens that I had talked about in the last episode. Yeah, so we ended up taking the, I'm going to talk about that after. First, I'm going to tell you what the show's about. The show about today is finding your child's talent. That's right, because finding your child's talent is very important. So, now, before we go on, I do want to tell you about what's going on. So, the kitten, the black kitten that we saved, it was abandoned down the street. So it was abandoned, basically. And I ended up taking it in to see what's going on. And it had bad fleas, so we took it to the groomer, got the fleas removed. Something wrong with the back legs. I thought it might have been swimmer's legs, something really simple to fix. Unfortunately, it ended up being twisted legs. And that's a deformity in cats. And the cat is also, seems like the kitten's also pregnant. Now, I thought the kitten was maybe 6 months at the most, but I guess it's just a small kitten, small cat. So we're still deciding what we're going to do because my cats aren't taking too well to the kitten. So you have to have a good environment. And the doctor said because the kitten might be a little different to the other cats in the house, the kitten might be a target, and you don't want that either. So I'll keep you guys updated as to what we're going to do. If we don't choose to keep it, we are going to give it to a non-kill shelter. It is a sweet cat, but it will also take a lot of care, and it probably is going to have to be a cat that's alone because, you don't want other cats bothering it either, so... That being said, just wanted to give you guys an update, and I'm going to move on with the words of the day. An empty box even holds something. If you look hard enough, it's your attention. That's right. Even though an empty box might be empty, there's always something there. You can put something in it, which is your attention. To think something is empty, that's... You shouldn't do that, especially with people. There are no empty people. There's something you can see inside of them, something special. And I don't believe there's any empty people in the world anyways. Somebody always has something to contribute. There's always something special about everybody. And that is what the show is about today. The show is about finding your child's talent. So what is a talent? Does anybody know? A talent can be many things, right? And a talent is like something you're good at, having a natural aptitude or skill for something. I actually have a little bit of a talent. I can play piano by ear. At least I could when I was younger. I haven't had a piano in front of me for years, even though I did buy a keyboard last year to get back into the groove of things. But I love music. I'm not really into a lot of sports, although I like to play basketball, video games, the old school video games. They got these video games today, which is just a little bit too much for me. I don't know where it turned. I think video games turned when I was younger, a game came out called Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. Ooh, a little bit gory and a lot of blood there. I could see that not ending well, but a lot of games nowadays, that's what a lot of games nowadays are like. And for me, I'm not really into that. In fact, I'm going to write down games of today. I'm going to do an episode on that, on video games. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't play video games, but if you got little kids, some of the stuff on there, there's a rating system for a reason. So anyways, when it comes to a child's talent, they can do a lot of things. They can play sports. They can write. I mean, they can do, there are so many things that a child can do. The word talent is defined as a special natural ability or aptitude. The word skill is defined as the ability coming from one's knowledge, practice, aptitude, etc. to do something well. And these definitions point towards a common distinction that is often made between talent and skill. So, that's a big thing, finding your child's talent. Now, when our children are born, we say, oh, maybe they could be this in the future, or maybe they could be that in the future. I wonder what they'll be in the future, because we just have that natural curiosity. And as a parent, that's what we do. We want what's best for our kids. We want to see something special in our kids. And there is something special in every kid. You just have to sit there and look at it. Spend time with your kids and find out what your kid is about. That's right. That's what I just said. So, how to explore the talent in my child? I'll tell you. When you have a child, I mean, there's a lot of things. You just start taking notes on what activities they love. So, let's say they always have a pen in their hand and they're writing. Oh, you don't tell your child, hey, put that down. What are you doing? No, we're not in school. You just sit there and see what they're writing. And they could be writing a story. They could be the next novelist in the world. They could have the next big Harry Potter. They could have something so great you wouldn't even know. But we should also watch and nurture it. They could be writing a poem. They could be the next poet. And that's really creative. Because when you have children and you see that kind of creativity, that is absolutely amazing. So I remember years and years ago, my son, he's 18 now, my youngest son. But when he was younger, he was really young. I have a picture of it. I used to go to the library every day with him. Try to go with all my kids. Try to put them in an environment of learning. So they'd say, oh, yeah, this is what we do. My dad's doing this. I can do my homework, yada, yada, yada. And when I was sitting there writing my stories for my books, he ended up writing a story himself. And I kept all his stories. So I would sit there and I'd say, oh, what are you writing? That's really cool. Hey, go on, write another one. Sorry, I got a frog in my throat. So he would sit there, write his story, and he'd showed me. And he'd stand up in front of me and read it so proud and tall. And I said, that is amazing, amazing. I still have a lot of his stories. And I'm going to show him one day. He knows I have these stories. But that's a talent. That's a talent. But, you know, he ended up, in time, he wanted to do sports. And he ended up playing baseball. He ended up playing basketball because those were the sports he was interested in. He loved baseball and he loved basketball. Now, right now, he's in between. He just graduated high school. He's not really sure what he wants to do. As a parent, I'm trying to push him towards education, but that's just me. But, you know, he may not want that. And I'm going to be honest with you, all kids may not want that because let me tell you another story about somebody. There was a guy, his name was Bill Gates, and I believe he went to college. I think he dropped out, though, because he had a talent for programming. So that was his talent. So, I mean, come on, we don't need school for everything if you have a talent or something, but you do want your kids to be happy in the future. You want your kids to be happy when they're kids. And I'm sure Bill Gates, when he was a kid, he'd sit there and write all those programs in a room, and he'd be happy and fascinated, and he'd be excited about all the stuff that he would create. Who was the other guy? Steve Jobs. I think he ended up dropping out of college too, and he's the guy, the founder of Apple. Unfortunately, he passed years ago of cancer, but he had a talent. You know, he had, it was amazing what he had. And everybody has a talent, whether it's painting like a famous artist or doodling. That's a talent. That is a talent. Whether it's making songs or tending to flowers, like being a gardener. That's basically what it's called. Caring for pets, being a doctor, creating structures like architectures do. So you want to find your child's talent. Don't let them grow up without finding something. You know, give them a little bit of this, give them a little bit of that. They can probably sing, do something. But the only way to find their talent is you have to spend time with them. That's right. Spending time with your child is very important because you have to know what your child likes and what your child doesn't like. Now, we also want to allow them to solve quizzes and puzzles related to their interest. So that means, let's say they say, hey, I want to take the trumpet in the fall in school. This is when they're kids. And then they take the trumpet and they say, yeah, I don't think I like the trumpet. How about the violin? I mean, they're trying to find something that makes them happy. They're trying to find a talent. They're trying to find something that sparks that special something in them that says, hey, this is what I like. I think I can do this. And who knows, maybe that little talent can help them along in life. And maybe what they want to do in life might be a career. So you never know. I mean, it's always good to find your child's talent. Because, I mean, do your kids really know what their talent is? They have to be told, hey, I noticed you have a very, very cool talent when it comes to this. So you can also look for extracurricular activities that support their interest. Let's say they like to play make-believe. That means, you know, they like to act and use their imagination. They could be the next actor. Can you imagine that? A child, their talent is actually acting? That's amazing. Now, yeah, people say acting. There's a dime a dozen for actors. But if it's a talent, if it's something they like, support it, right? You want to support. You want to make sure your kid is happy. You want to make sure they're going to do something that they like. And when they find something they like, you want to make sure they have the right mentors for skill development and guidance. You know, a mentor is always good, somebody to show them. So I'm an artist. I like to draw. And if I was mentoring somebody, I would tell them, I'd say, hey, this is, if you're interested in drawing, this is what you have to do every day. And this is what you don't want to do. This is how you make a circle. This is how you make a square. This is what you do in your free time. This is the kind of stuff you should try to do. Because that's what you do when you mentor somebody. Do I have a gifted child? Everybody, I truly believe in some way everybody's gifted. An ability to learn and process complex information rapidly, a need to explore subjects in surprising depth, and insatiable curiosity as demonstrated by endless questions and inquiries, ability to comprehend material several grades, levels above their age and peers. That's a gift. And you know what else it could be? Say it with me. It could be a talent. And if you have a child who has a photographic memory, that's amazing. And some people have an audiographic memory. They remember what they hear. They can hear it once and recite everything. I mean, when I was younger, I'm older now, it's sort of tough to do it. But I'd watch a movie. Next thing you know, I could see the movie again and 90% of the time recite the words. My kids, when I took them to the movies, they'd be pissed. They'd say, Dad, why do you keep talking through the movie? I said, oh, this is what they're going to say. But that was just something I could do. I love to watch movies. I love to say it back. That's something. Can I do it now? No. Now I'm like, did I see this movie? Have I seen this movie? What happened? My kids will say, yes, Dad, we've seen this. We went to the movie theaters to see this movie. Why are you saying this? I said, it's like I'm seeing it for the first time. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But bottom line is, your kids can have a talent. And you have to see this. And it's pretty amazing when they can just go to, let's say, like a guitar and pick it up and just figure it out and play it. You're saying to yourself, are you kidding me? How is that possible? How is it possible? But like I said, you have to let your child, your children explore new things, because children usually want to try new things. Sometimes they also get bored quickly, so they keep changing new hobbies. But you got to let children try the new activities. The goal is that children can find out what field matches their interest and what to be serious about. Whether it's drawing, music, reading, writing, math, arithmetic, whether it's looking at rocks and minerals, or looking up at space and exploring the galaxy, looking at the ocean and wondering how deep it is and how many sea creatures are in there. Whether they want to join the military. That's a talent. Some people just have a natural talent. Children talk a lot about their experiences to parents. You got to get your child to talk to you. And, you know, as a parent, our job is to be a good listener and capture information from your child's stories. Now, we can find out what areas the child likes so that we can support them. But you have to listen. Listen to what they say. Every little word. Everything. And they may come home from school excited and say, "Hey, Mom, Dad, guess what? This happened to me today. Yada, 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 yada." You got to listen. Listen to every word. You might be busy, but get away from the TV set. Take it from me. Get away from the TV set or shut it off and give them your undivided attention. Because right in there, right in those words they're telling you, there could be a message. And that message is a talent. And if you pick up on it, you can say, "Hey, I think you might be interested in this, or you might want to do that." And children, you know, they have different habits. And it may seem trivial at first, but if you pay close attention, you can catch that talent that is in your child. It could be cooking, baking cookies, making cakes, making a full course dinner, whatever it is, it's a talent. And I'm going to tell you, there's this guy on TV, I think his name's Chef Ramsay. Guy's got a talent. He's a chef. He's a cook. He has great food from what I hear. I've never tasted it. One day I hope to try his courses, his main courses, his specialty dishes. Because I'm sure when he was a kid, he just loved to cook. Or maybe later on he just fell into it and said, "You know what? I want to cook something. So this is what I want to do." But in any case, that's a talent. It's a gift. A talent can be a gift, and a gift can be a talent. You have to teach your child, though, the importance of practicing. I mean, it's useful. If your child has a talent but never practices that talent, over time, the child's ability will be worn out so that it is difficult to sharpen it again. Now, here the role as a parent is very important, to always remind your child to be diligent in practicing. Perseverance, patience, and work hard is the key to make that talent more brilliant and bright. Shine brighter than any star there is. That's what you got to do as a parent. You got to be there for them. You got to show them, "Hey, this is what we do. This is your talent. And I know one day, if you keep this talent up, it can make you happy all through life." I'm going to tell you my talent. My talent is sleeping. My talent is eating. But my talent, I guess, is also talking. I like to talk, so I do podcasting. My talent is I like to draw. I love to take pictures. I love to make videos. So we can all have multiple talents, many talents. You don't have to confine yourself to just one. And you need to tell your child that. It's a big world out there. So engage and encourage your child when it comes to the talent. Because like I say, we love our children and we want what's best for them. And we want to make sure their talents are seen and not shut into a corner, because that would be sad. And now, it's story time. A very cranky old woman was arrested for shoplifting at a supermarket. She gave everyone a hard time, from the store manager to the security guard to the arresting officer who took her away. She complained and criticized everything and everyone throughout the process. When she appeared before the judge asked her what she had stolen from the store. The lady defiantly replied, "Just a stupid can of peaches." The judge then asked why she had done it. She replied, "I was hungry and forgot to bring any cash to the store." The judge asked how many peaches were in the can. She replied in a nasty tone, 9. "But why do you care about that?" The judge answered patiently, "Well, ma'am, because I'm going to give you 9 days in jail, 1 day for each peach." As the judge was about to drop his gavel, the lady's long-suffering husband raised his hand slowly and asked if he might speak. The judge said, "Yes, sir. What do you have to add?" The husband said meekly, "Your Honor, she also stole a can of peas." A can of peas. That's, you get a date for that, she's in there for life. Was it a large can? Funny story. Well, anyways, I want to thank you for joining me today. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can download any of my podcasts morning, noon, and night and hear it all over the internet. I'd love to hear from you, and it would be great if you could hear what I have to say. So that's going to bring us to the end of the show. I want to thank you all for listening today. It's been great. And don't forget to be nice and talk nice to everyone you see. Don't be a jerk. It's free. And remember this one last bit of advice. Tomorrow is never promised, so don't go to bed angry at your child or anyone you love. And before you go to bed tonight, hug your child and tell them, "I will love you forever, Dad." Hey, thanks everybody for joining me here today. Let's do it again. I'll see you next time here on my show. Be well, be kind, be back. Peace, and I will see you later. And thanks again for listening. Goodbye.